Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. I am Shakira Mohan, postgraduate student in the Faculty of Culture, Creative and Performing Arts. On this day, we journey across time, back to a moment when Barbados stood on the brink of becoming something more than a quiet Caribbean outpost. On April the 24th, 1959, the Barbados Advocate informed its readers of a meeting of tourism officials. It was during a tourism forum at the Marine Hotel that a simple yet powerful idea was proposed, that Barbados should adopt a national symbol. Something unmistakably ours, something that the world could instantly recognize, and what better emblem than the flying fish? Yes, you heard right, the flying fish. Not just a fish in a national dish, but a symbol of our resilience, movement, and identity. Long before glossy brochures and social media campaigns, the flying fish carried Barbados across seas. At the same forum, members of the American Society of Travel Agents spoke candidly. They saw Barbados as standing on the threshold of a mammoth tourist business. Imagine that, a small island poised to become a giant in global tourism. But with that vision came questions. How do we grow without losing ourselves? Voices like Bernhard Kierkegaard urged Barbadians to think boldly. He stated clearly that the jet age was coming, and with it, a new kind of traveler. If you don't jump on the bandwagon, he warned, you are going to be left behind. However, others like Peter Morgan offered a note of caution. Barbados, he said, should not become another Miami Beach. There was something special here, an authenticity that visitors cherish and that perhaps was the island's greatest asset. Then came a striking perspective from K.R. Hunter, who challenged the fear of development. Why not aspire to the success of places like Bermuda or the Bahamas? With a growing population, he urged, Barbados needed economic opportunity and tourism could provide it. The discussion embodied a fascinating tension of modernity versus tradition. One visitor suggested that the chattel houses and the iconic red buses were treasures in the eyes of outsiders, pieces of living culture that could not be manufactured elsewhere. Since these early days in 1959, the Barbados tourism product has improved by leaps and bounds. New hotels, restaurants, heritage attractions have sprung up. The Deepwater Harbor now efficiently handles cruise vessels, and several airport expansions have facilitated increased travel. Moreover, the symbol of the flying fish is well entrenched on the $1 coin and the popular dish, cuckoo and flying fish. Swimming in gravy is our national dish. The idea for adoption of the flying fish symbol was mooted at this tourism forum, with a report published in the Barbados Advocate on this day, April the 24th, 1959.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.